This podcast is brought to you by fin24.com.
G'day, my name is André Jansen van Vuren and welcome to this edition of Metalheads. Now, as Christmas approaches, we look at the year that was, and one company that certainly didn't have it all their way was Call of Africa. Now, joining us for this podcast is the CEO of Call of Africa, John Waddington. John, thanks for joining us and welcome to Metalheads.
Pleasure, thank you.
Right. John, I think it's fair to say that 2010 was one of the company's and your more challenging years in the mining industry.
Yeah, well, as I'm not sure you're aware, I joined Coal only in July. I literally arrived in a firefight.
Yeah.
That's been my experience of the company in my 4 months or 5 months. Yeah.
Maybe let me just give a bit of a context to people that's listening to us that maybe not be up to date with everything. Vele was ordered to suspend its operations in August, and that was due to water license issues. Following that, you also were had issues at your Mooiplaas gallery, which was a pre-compliance notice. And that was also related to environmental issues. John, as we speak now, there's an NGO meeting somewhere else in Johannesburg. What needs to happen now?
That's interesting that you're saying there's an NGO meeting on that. The Vele issue, you know, has gone quite a long way now. We all know about the interdicts and appeals against the mining right from the NGOs that you're referring to, I suppose. The Mapungubwe Action Group. And subsequent to that, there's been a visit from UNESCO to site.
Yeah.
And so where I understand we are now is that UNESCO and the Department of Environment are meeting and discussing the appropriate reports from UNESCO and the Department of Environment on the way forward.
Do you have any insight into what UNESCO's view on your operation is?
No, not directly, no. It'll come through, I suspect it'll come through from the Department of Environment. But certainly the visit, we believe, was a particularly successful visit. They got a perspective from the other side. I think they'd probably been only given information, certain information, which I think was quite distorted. So they've now seen the whole picture and got a balanced view. And they've got to decide with the Department of Environment what the future of that region is. So it's an important development in that the future mining in South Africa needs to have this clarity and certainty, as I said all along. They need to start coming up with, you know, quite strict guidelines on and decisions on what areas are mineable and what aren't. And I think this is going to be a catalyst for that. I'm still hopeful that Vele will reopen, but I think there are going to be conditions, and I think there will be. I'm pretty sure there'll probably be a lot of other conditions on the area around the heritage sites, you know, in the buffer zone and so on. But time will tell. That would be my guess, is that we will see, you know, a moratorium probably, or of some sort, or some agreement between all the stakeholders. That an agreement or a protocol needs to be reached before any further development occurs in areas like this.
John, I think Vele and the whole Mapungubwe area, it's such a emotional issue. And given to what you now referred clarity, don't you think that there will always be some sort of stick that people will be able to beat Coal, given the emotions attached to Mapungubwe and the sort of resistance to mining in that area?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm saying I think it's going to be, you know, if there is going to be an appropriate agreement reached in that whole area, it's going to come with the agreements, you know, it's going to come with the blessing of the UNESCO of the world and the Department of Environment with all the necessary mitigation measures that need to be taken into place, or buffer zones that need to be respected, and so on and so on. And once those have all been formulated and agreed upon, there will also need to be partnerships with SANParks, who run the national park in the first place, and whoever's in the area. So these are all potential, I think, outcomes of where we are now. I mean, it will always be a, you know, a highly sensitive spot, and that's why I think the future will definitely, if there's any go ahead on Bele, it'll certainly come with some kind of appropriate agreements or protocols. Hopefully the one benefit that's going to come out of all this is that we're going to see a bit more urgency to create that clarity and certainty for the rest of the country, because it's important that that no mining companies invest time and money into areas that are clearly not going to be appropriate. So, you know, that's been one of the, it's going to become, I think, an example for the future. Unfortunately, I think the action group and the opponents to the mine have tended to focus too much on the company and try to discredit the company, when really the issue is the legislation and what the decisions are from governments. If coal's not there, coal of Africa's not there, and there's still a mining rights, then someone else will mine it. So I think it's important that they focus on the key issues, which is getting the right decisions to be made for specific areas.
Just moving on to Mooiplaats, are you pretty confident that any immediate danger is staved off there for now?
No, there's no danger. That was a particularly disappointing issue. It was brought about, I think, by the fact that coal of Africa unfortunately have got into the press for Bele. And I mean, Mooiplaats is certainly no worse or better than anybody else. It was a compliance notice using the NEMA process, which no mine in this country has. So it was a particularly disappointing issue, but we resolved it. As I said in my announcement, straight after that pre-compliance notice, there's been continuous and frequent interaction between the Department of Environment, Department of Water, and the mine on some of the issues on the mine, and those continue. And action is being taken to resolve whatever problems there are. So I certainly don't foresee any further notices like that coming through to Mooiplaats or anyone else for that matter. While there's some certainty or some clarity is being required to be dealt with between the industry, in fact, and the Department of Environment.
John, all right, going forward, 2011, what will be the immediate priorities for coal?
Well, to obviously find resolution and clarity with Bele up front.
Yeah.
Whichever way that goes, that needs to be put to bed once and for all. And hopefully the bigger success will be that there will be something that's coming out of it to prevent future Bele's happening, in that it will be the right protocols, agreements, legislation, and so on, put into place so that all stakeholders know where they stand. Let's hope, you know, that's quite, as we are going to develop the Makado project. Hopefully by the end of 2011 we should get the mining right, and that application goes in soon. That particular project we will be going through with by the book, including all the necessary NEMA applications from the Department of Environment to make sure that there's no nasty surprises there. We are making sure that all stakeholders are being intimately involved in that process. So I'm hoping that will be a lesson on how to do things. And as you know, the recent announcement with the Chipuni acquisitions, hopefully we will see a successful partner with that, and that will clearly add both scalability and flexibility to coal's future in that area.
Where is the majority of coal shareholders based?
Yeah, there's a very strong shareholder base from the London institutions. ArcelorMittal South Africa have 16% of gold.
Yeah.
A lot of the top four or five, most of them have very significant presence in London.
Right. And there's no, at this stage, some disappointment or people that's getting a bit anxious about what they see in the sort of like issues that coal run, you know, into. That was John Wannington, the CEO of Coal of Africa. We'll certainly watch how that company is going forward during 2011. Thank you for joining us at Metal Heads today, and speak to you again next week.